Good morning, everyone. Matt here.
And Claudia. Good morning, guys.
We are on the way to a meeting, and we wanted to record another episode. And today, we are actually going to talk about CBD. Let's talk about CBD for pain, because that's very common. Mm-hmm. And as you know, our startup is CBD, and we are joining the CBD industry starting from zero, starting from scratch. So that's why we document our journey, and we are taking you with us on that journey throughout every up and every down. So today,
step by step,
exactly, let's talk about our product and why CBD, or not our product, but CBD in general. Mm-hmm. And why is it so popular right now? And if is it really helping, like, with pain?
Yeah, actually, I was surprised how about the benefits from taking CBD, because before I had headaches. I had huge headaches, and I'm not a fan of regular drugs. Even if I was, like, really dying, I always said no. I just rather, like, go to sleep and, you know, forget about
sleep
the pain.
Sleep it away,
exactly. And after taking CBD for, you know, sleep, for anxiety, I thought that maybe I'm going to take, like, a higher dosage a little bit and see if that's going to work for my headaches. And I done it once, I done it twice, and it actually works.
Yeah, that's amazing, because I can, you know, as a husband, I can tell you when my wife is having headaches and when she's not having headaches. So her mood changes dramatically. And not her, but everyone's mood changes dramatically.
Of course, you get annoyed because something is hurting you, and you don't want that feeling because it's, like, taking over you.
Yep. I mean, I can imagine, because I am around you all the time. We do everything together.
Yeah.
So I suffer with you. I never had problems with headaches, and hopefully it will stay that way. So I didn't use it for headaches, but I always had many different problems with my body, pain related. I was into martial arts, and I started lifting heavy weights early. I was doing a lot of grapplings and things that in martial arts that hurt my back. I was working as a mover. Since it's not a beer, guys,
I wanted to say that it's Friday, but it's not a beer yet. It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I was working as a mover since I was 14, so I always wanted to pay for myself and you know, grow financially independent. And the journey continues right now.
Yeah.
That's with that being said, I had problems with pain my entire life. My lower back is killing me after 1.5 hours of driving.
Until this day, it affects.
Now my back is killing me. It's not a back, it's usually my muscle. Mm-hmm. And I've done many, many different chiropractor sessions, different physiotherapies, and all those kinds of things. And now we discover actually a cool book about it called Foundation.
Yeah.
But I never thought CBD might work. And before we even started building our own brand, we were testing a lot of products. And from CBD oils that are most popular, or were most popular at the beginning, to balms and topicals, everything that was out there, like bath bombs,
face masks.
And I can tell that I was testing, you know, one product at a time. Even the bath bombs, obviously it has the hot water, which I love, has also really good benefits to loosen up the muscle, but I can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Because CBD is in that water, and also, like, the CBD bombs, they were helping me a lot.
Plus, you take it to relax yourself. It's great when you do it, like, before you go to sleep. You calm yourself. Water also is a great move.
So it's a great combination.
Yeah.
Muscle spasms are released, and this is the point. This is the right question to ask. Not if CBD will help me to eliminate the pain or reduce had it completely and help you with sleep. The right question is, what are you currently doing that to make it happen, and how CBD can benefit it or complement it?
Yeah.
Because it does. And the reason why it does is the endocannabinoid system. And that's a networking or messenger system within our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have receptors all over. So let's say you have pain in your lower back, there's receptors there, and they send message that something is wrong. The muscles are cramped and you need to release them, and there's an inflammation, because if you hold tension for too long, there's a inflammation, and then it evolves into a chronic pain.
Yep.
Which I will do everything that I can. I'll walk 1 mile extra mile to not have it, because I know how important back is. So I'm right now doing a lot of mobility work to make it happen. But CBD complements it perfectly.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. And there's no side effect of high feeling. That is maybe one of the misconceptions. It was actually one of the first thing that I was hesitant at the beginning, Claudia,
too. That is gonna get you high. Yeah.
That is gonna make me high. I hate the idea of, I don't know, getting drunk and not being in control of myself.
Exactly.
Smoking and not being in control. Exactly. So
plus we had bad, you know, experiences before with it. So it's not our thing. But after trying it, we didn't really feel anything going like wrong in our heads. We felt in control, and that was super important for us. But still, we felt the results. We felt that it's helping. With like no side effects.
Yeah, and how much more productive you are when you don't have headaches.
Oh my God.
How much better you feel when you don't have pain.
It's like you want to live again.
Yes, I mean, the pain is a big problem nowadays. And people, you know, pop those pills, and that I'm really not a big fan of. And I still remember, I know that my sister who lives, older sister who lives in Poland, she buys, every time she's here or someone flies back to Europe, she buys those at Costco, those red pills. We don't have to name the name, but you know, for headache, whatever pain.
Yeah.
And they, like, whenever I visit her, they pop those pills like
just
freaking,
like
it's gummy, you know.
Oh yeah.
And the problem with it, at first you get addicted to it, because the first thing they do, they drink a cup of coffee and pop a pill. This is like freaking, it's addiction.
Yep.
Second thing, the drugs, especially those drugs, the painkillers, etc., they work at the level of the symptom. You have headache, yes, they will help you with the headache for a short period of time, but that's it. They work at the level of the symptom.
That plus
they will, yes, what
I know, they work only for, I mean, on that spot, but then they
we're
driving right now, and yeah, I see my
There's
future car.
Mercedes AMG GT63 AM.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Beautiful car.
Okay, let's get back to
So it. Basically, they work at the level of the symptom. So yes, they will help you to feel relief for short periods of time. But the problem with it is that they don't work at the level of the system, which you want to achieve.
Yeah, because so, then they attack another thing that in your body, and
yes,
and it gets inflamed.
And that's not the point. Like, you would you rather, you know, not have headache if in a week or two, like completely, have a headache relief, or would you just continue pumping pills for the rest of your life, or, you know, until something changes in your lifestyle, maybe,
yeah,
because lifestyle effects headaches and migraines as well, actually, significantly.
The statistics about how many people really die from those pills is just shocking.
Yeah, because it might get worse. Your body might get used to taking them, and you need higher dosages, and that might affect your stomach, your gut,
and
your brain.
Affects your brain, exactly, your brain, your mind, your way of being, because you get so addicted that you think you can't function without them.
Yeah.
And they're just, and you don't know, but they're like silently killing you.
And I hear so many crazy bad stories about people suffering from migraines that they try everything that's possible, and like literally a few times a month they have to drive to, you know, urgent care.
Yeah.
Because they cannot stand it anymore, and like they have to wait until someone is treating them, and then they have to hope that it's gonna work.
Yeah.
So why don't you know, when you have a sign that you are suffering from like pain or inflammation in your body, you know, start doing something right now.
Yeah,
change your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Change your lifestyle. You cannot, you know, do dwell it inside of you, you know, make it worse and worse, and allow this pain to get bigger and stronger, this inflammation, you know, turn into something dramatic. And also, why CBD might complement whatever you are suffering, I mean, complement getting better from it in your symptoms, it's because CBD improves your sleep. Mm-hmm. And it does so by calming you down, allowing your body to flow to flow more of serotonin that mm-hmm. will definitely affect your brain in form of reducing anxiety, giving you a better relief from those pain symptoms that you have. And that's how you can fall asleep better, enjoy a better and deeper sleep. And if you haven't read the book Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, you need to, because you will understand how important sleep actually is. Sleep is the number one thing that can cure literally everything in your life. Like, it's anti-aging, it's anti-inflammatory, it's mood booster, it's a mood booster. Sleep is so important. And if you don't trust me, then take a next day to tonight, just try to fall asleep, set up alarm for 3 or 4 hours from the time you fall asleep and wake up and have a good day. Try. And then on Saturday night, don't set up any alarms, just fall asleep and try to wake up, you know, whenever your body tells you to wake up. Mm-hmm. Follow your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. And I suffered from insomnia for some time, and it was actually right before I made a decision to move to the United States. I know what it is, how your body feels when you're like cannot fall asleep. Like, it's crazy, but you can go for a day or two without sleeping, like, no, like, you can't fall asleep. Mm-hmm. You try to fall asleep and your body gets used to it, and at the beginning you might not even feel like the difference because your body just cannot fall asleep. But long term, you're gonna feel like after a week or two or a month how your body is changing, your, you know, how your face is changing. You know, your health is really, really hurt.
And your body is
aging
relaxed.
Faster.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. So definitely, if you suffer from insomnia, you have to start doing something right now. And if you're over 21, the car.
Another one. No, that's another one. Sign.
Same car.
Same car.
Beautiful Mercedes AMG GT, but different owner.
That's the one I want.
Yeah, so definitely you have to do something about it. And it takes usually 20 to 30 minutes to, if you take CBD oil sublingually, to mm-hmm. To get into your body. Bioavailability is big for CBD oils. That's why they're so popular. And we take about 10 to 20 milligrams. If you have like more pain or cloud, if she has migraines, how much you take?
I take a little bit, like sometimes 1 to 2 droppers.
So like 20, so 30 like, milligrams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take, sometimes I start a day even with 5 milligrams. It's, you'll see that alertness is increased, and it's important also for your sleep, because when you're more alert during the day, you'll sleep better during the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much what we take, 10 to 20 milligrams, and you can see the benefits and difference already. For pain, definitely you can take it once or twice a day until you see the difference. And also important is to every system is different, everybody responds true. differently, so you have to find your dosage.
Exactly.
Start small and gradually increase your dosage, and you will see the difference, you know, very, very soon. If you have any questions, I will leave all the links to our social media platforms. You can reach out to us, let's connect. We can even FaceTime you if you're really suffering, would like to connect with us and see if we can help you out. No problem. Let's connect on Instagram at Leaf Real. That's our handle. And yeah, enjoy your weekend. It's a long weekend, Memorial weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy it. Hopefully you get inspired to change your pain in your body, get rid of it, improve your sleep, and reduce anxiety and stress. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will talk to you in the next episode. Have a blessed Friday.